Hello, my beautiful beanies, and welcome to The Bean for Tuesday. First with yesterday's news, I am Glenn ZB. We're looking back at Tuesday, and with serious questions for the health minister about, the health sector. Yesterday morning with Rachel Smalley, this Morrinsville protest in Jacinda Ardern's hometown about her policies, basically, and the block scandal. We need to drill down on this for some reason. But first, something we shouldn't have drilled down on: the pipeline that takes the aviation fuel from Marsden Point to the airport.
As an agent, flight centre, what are you telling customers if it's cancelled and they have a night's accommodation or whatever? What's the deal here? What happens? What's your advice?
Yeah, look. The advice is pretty simple, and that's always to get travel insurance when you do travel. It's just so important for things like that. The airlines will certainly get you onto the next flight that they can, but often they won't be in a position to cover your accommodation or your tours or anything else that you've planned. So it's just really important that customers are aware that travel insurance can really help you when unforeseen circumstances like this take place.
Right, travel insurance. And what is what's the word that you're getting? Is this going to go on for how long, do you believe?
Yeah, Larry, tough to speculate, but certainly we've heard 10 days at this point where there's going to be fuel challenges. But I suppose it's anyone's guess just how long it'll go on for.
Okay, so your advice is to keep in touch with the travel agent or the airline, right?
Definitely, yeah.
Yeah, that's a really frustrating way for your holiday to be disrupted, isn't it? By a digger. That's not one that you really see coming, is it? Unless you'd booked a digger tour, obviously. Which, is that a thing? If it isn't a thing, maybe we should make that a thing. Stay on job, man. Health sector. Some serious questions over the state of it. We've seen some bad stuff happen in the last few months. So Rachel Smalley bailed up Health Minister Jonathan Coleman about it.
And a DHB doesn't meet its target, it will be financially penalised. Now, how is that in the best interests of the public's health?
Well, they're not actually. So they don't have money taken off them. But if they don't meet that four-month waiting time for elective surgery, they won't get the incentive payments. But look, the wider picture is we've actually cut down those waiting times dramatically.
Now, come on, the elective surgery is of unmet need in this country is a mess, and that's not necessarily your government's fault. It was brought in under Helen Clark. No, we're not measuring the number of people who GPs don't refer to hospital.
No, we are.
No, we're not. How are we measuring that? There are thousands who are being turned away. There's no facility in place to measure the people who go in and say, I need a hernia operation, they can't get it, and the number of people...
No, there actually is, Rachel.
Where is it, Minister?
Well, look, if you have a look on the internet, it's all there. I can send you the figures. I'm quite happy to.
Send me those figures of where we're measuring unmet need in this country.
Can I tell you the figures? So basically, out of everyone who is referred to the hospital for an appointment from their GP, 95% are seen by a specialist.
What about those who aren't referred?
50,000 people.
What about those who aren't referred, Minister? GPs aren't referring people.
We know what happens with them.
What happens to them?
Well, no, everyone has the right to be referred to by a GP to a specialist. And the GP referrals, 95% are seen by a specialist. And that's a fact. And I'm quite happy to send you the
data. But there are a lot that aren't being met. That's why we've got situations like the Canterbury Charity Hospital doing umpteen operations for people who just cannot get into the system because we've abolished waiting lists, which is fine, but we just don't put people on them anymore.
No, we do have waiting lists.
Not beyond 4 months.
Yeah, so that was going on at about 10 to 6 yesterday morning. That's very early to be shouted at by Rachel Smalley, isn't it? So that's what happens when you don't look after your health system, Health Minister. You get shouted at 10 to 6 by Rachel Smalley. Let that be a lesson to you. Now, if you want to be shouted out a little bit later on in the day, listen to Leighton Smith. He was shouting about the farmers up in arms in Jacinda Ardern's hometown about Jacinda's policies.
The fact that there's a country-city divide, the fact that you've been targeted by various politicians and political parties... I suppose you put the Greens right at the top of the list, but political parties and politicians from other parties, that you've been targeted, that you feel that you're being victimised, that you're doing the best that you can for whatever you're supposed to be doing, and you're still being picked on. The other aspect is, of course, as far as I'm concerned, is the contribution, not just to the pollution of rivers and things, but the contribution that you're supposed to be making to climate change, the global warming, and whether or not you believe it.
Yes, that's right. Everything relates to global warming. For a guy who's not really into man-made climate change, he spends a lot of time talking about it, doesn't he? And for some reason, everybody wanted to talk about The Block yesterday. Even though everybody agreed it was terrible, they all still watched it. I don't know what's happening. Anyway, here's Tyson. He was on it.
Tony. Hello, Tyson.
Yes, hello. Hello, Mark. How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Awesome, awesome. Hey, now, I was on the very first block with my partner, Rachel.
Oh, cool.
And, like, half of me is, like, watching what happened last night and, like, going, cool, I'm not the only one that missed out. But the other half of me feels very sorry for them. And when they rolled them out for the second auction, I was like, oh, my goodness, why didn't they do that with us?
What was your story? Tell us, for those who didn't see it, Tyson.
Well, we didn't make it anything. We just hit reserve at 800, and that was it, because we were the first up. And so you have to stand there on television not looking like you've got a sulky bum face. Really hard not to do.
Because you guys were the favourites, weren't you?
Well, yeah, apparently so. But you know, it's really hard when you're in the middle of it to see what's happening in the real world, you know? So, but I just think that deep down, like when I first found out we were going on, I was like, well, there's a good chance we might not get anything. And my partner was like, no, we're going to clean up. And I'm like, the sensible one about it. So when it actually happened, I wasn't that upset. Took all the things I'd gained from it, the dinners, the restaurants you wouldn't normally go to, all that sort of carry on, the whole ride that goes along for 3 months, and just take it and move on. I think that that's what they're going to do. But as far as the second auction goes, when they rolled them out again, that was just, I would be gutted if I was them.
Yeah,
it does seem odd. You know, you were a part of the show. Is there anything that's kind of set up, or is that it fair and square? That's just what happens.
No, there's nothing set up. Honestly, right. I'd like to say there is, but you put 70 to 80 people on a building site like that, and you don't have to create anything. It just happens.
Yeah.
So as far as that, there's no set up, right. And it's live TV, and it's crazy, and it doesn't always go right, you know. But it was pretty hard to watch. But mind you, if it wasn't like that, we wouldn't be talking about it now, would we?
Mm. No, this is true. We'd be talking about politics. And
No, we don't want to do that.
Thank God, we're not. Tomorrow, there's always tomorrow for that.
Yeah, I'll be glad when this election thing's finished, man. Because I have to work election night, and the real bummer about that is, so you'd work until after midnight, and it's daylight savings that night as well. So not only am I working late on a Saturday, but I get an hour's less sleep. It's a perfect horrible storm. I'm going to finish up listening to Marcus Lush, who always works late at night. He was also talking about The Block.
Shocking. Never get yourself involved with reality TV. That was shocking. Just awful. But reality TV is to make money out of people's misery. And why there was a second auction, I've got no idea. Because that didn't happen with Tyson. Like, heartbreaking for those people. I never watched a moment of it towards the end. I was watching Simon Galt last night with diabetes, and then thought people said it was such a road crash TV. But it wasn't that. It was just unpleasant. You see, in a flat market, no one takes their house to auction. You'd be mad. And clearly the reserves were too high. And clearly there was no plan B. It was panic TV. Once, in fact, that house hadn't sold, she's all over. Like a road accident. 0800 80 1089 292 to text. They say it wasn't illegal to go for the second auction, but I wasn't happy with it. It certainly seemed unfair. Mind you, when you are on a reality TV show, you sign away all your rights. You can't go grizzling. Even though that lovely woman from Hawke's Bay should have grizzled at the love rat, kind of said he'd go out with her and then didn't. Dutch woman, can't remember her name. She's married a photographer now, seems quite happy. As often is the way. A lot of these people, it seems as though the reality TV moment of their life is the worst bit, and things get better from then on.
Yeah, I mean, my life certainly improved once I stopped watching reality TV. And that was really the only moments I've ever had with it. So I advise everybody else to do the same thing. Get into some spaceships, aliens, car chases, explosions. That'd be my suggestion. And much more entertaining. I'm Glenn ZB. I will see you back here again tomorrow with more News Talk ZB. Can't promise too many spaceships, but maybe an explosion or two. You never know. I'll see you then.